Good evening. Tonight is Sunday, October 12th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Had a great day today. Got up earlier than I would like, but a little later than I was planning on. And, went out to the Maryland Renaissance Festival with a bunch of friends. Had a pretty good time out there. I started off feeling a little on the weary side. Yesterday was pretty, it was a tiring day. Between the Hash House Harriers and just setting up the club again for the open play night. It was definitely very challenging, to say the least. There's a lot going on. Anyway, went out to the Ren Fair, kind of hung out there, watched a couple of shows that's usually fairly entertaining, although a lot of it is kind of the same stuff I've seen before. It's not really a lot of like exciting new things there. Other than that, I got to do a little bit of shopping. They do have a lot of interesting stores out there. That's definitely one kind of positive thing for them. While I don't like the fact that it's really kind of over commercial, in my opinion, if you're looking for something specific, it's definitely good for that. I went and picked up one of the nicer hammock chairs that they have out there. So I'm happy I got that. I finally have both a comfortable hammock chair to use and also a prop to hang off of, suspension hard points to give myself a plausible explanation for why I have a, fairly heavy, forged eye bolt hanging out of the ceiling. Unfortunately, I don't have a forged eye bolt hanging out of the ceiling yet, but that's definitely something I plan on rectifying in the not too distant future. In the meantime, I'll have to play around with my portable suspension setup. I haven't had a chance to use that in a while, so give me an excuse to break that out. Let's see. Other than that, mostly just hanging around. I went out to dinner afterwards. That was pretty nice. Went to a Japanese steakhouse, hibachi type deal. Had some pretty good sushi, some good hibachi. I always enjoy watching them cook on the table in front of me, especially. I'm a big fan of getting steak as rare as I can actually get them to cook it. That can be hard to explain sometimes, that when you say rare, you actually really mean it. You want the textbook definition of rare. You want it to be like cold in the center by the time you get it. But unfortunately, with a lot of restaurants, depending on how quick they are about bringing the order out, no matter how quickly they cook the steak, it's going to be sort of, warm overall. And basically, the only way to get a really good rare steak is to have them cook it in front of you and then throw it on your plate and eat it, which they do at the hibachi place, which I like a lot. So that was a really good, good time. Nice to just kind of hang out and socialize with friends. Always fun. So anyway, that's been my busy, exciting Sunday. Tomorrow is Columbus Day, I believe. I'm supposed to have the day off of work. I'm probably going to end up having to go in anyway to get some stuff done. I'm hoping to run around while I'm out tomorrow and pick up the supplies and actually work on the craft project I have planned tomorrow night. Get that, photographed, documented, get the write-up done and do a, do an actual craft segment on that. I'm looking forward to kind of getting that going again. I was hoping to get a chance to work on that tonight, but I'm pretty well and thoroughly wiped out at this point. Although on the upside, it's, I'm wiped out because I've been doing the things that I, want to do. I've been helping out at the club and working there and hanging out with friends, going to the Ren Fair, things like that. It's a lot, it's a much nicer kind of exhausted than the, I've been working 12 hours straight and when I get home, I'm going to study for a few hours for a test. Not nearly as much fun. So, hopefully tomorrow I should have enough time to, start working on the craft segment and get that going again. Anyway, as always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night and I'll talk to you tomorrow.